And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. It's the Grillin' Guys show, and we are live at Alan Bob's on 107.3 WBBL. It's Big Buck weekend, and the Big Bucks better be nervous because this store is getting packed with people, and they've got a rack of bows that is, okay, I see three racks of bows. It's got to be about 50 foot long each way. Scopes, pistols, gloves, got scents, we got feed. I mean, how can you not just be so stoked when you walk into a great store like this?
That's the way I felt this morning. Fantastic in here.
Yeah, and we are joined here by Travis Fritz from the Detroit Brewing Company. And Travis is one of the few. There's only two master brewers in the state of Michigan. Now, I understand I was with some of the friends of New Holland last night.
Yeah.
The other master brewer is who?
His name's John Haggerty. He's a good friend of mine. We actually attended college over in Berlin together. In fact, we speak regularly. He's a good guy.
So you studied with the Germans.
With the Germans, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I lived there in high school in Munich. I was an exchange student and then went back to be a brewer.
My buddy Ted just landed there this morning. He's going over for Oktoberfest.
That is it's a good time to be in Munich.
There's and he no had doubt. To call me to tell me he was going.
Yeah, what a jerk.
A pot liquor. That's okay. I'd rather be here because I just picked up a really cool Bushnell rangefinder. You know, when you're shooting a bow and you're in a tree and you're on a hill, you've got all these angles. This new rangefinder actually compensates for your angle, so you can use your pins. I'm using a really fast Bowtech with pins. I've got three lighted pins, and I kind of have trouble in my old age trying to figure out the distance.
Sure.
You know, I'm wearing specs now for distance, which is really a drag.
No shame in that.
Been wearing them since I was 40. But you know, just getting that 3D working right is a little bit of a trick. And anyway, if you come to a place like this, whatever your problem is hunting, whatever your shortcomings are, whatever that little niche you're trying to fill, this place is full of guys that just actually can do the thing you're trying to do. It's not a big box store with some kid with a staple in his nose. These guys actually go out and, you know, plant decoys, put tree climbers up.
I heard you talking rangefinder this morning. I learned more in 10 seconds than I ever knew about them. And I was looking for 303 Savage rounds for an old rifle of my grandfather's. And they don't have them here, but they have a slot for them. So
you have a 303 Savage?
Yep.
Okay, again, we're being joined by Travis Fritz from the Detroit Brewing Company. And Travis was nice enough to bring by a couple samples of some of his beers. And so far we've tasted your...
So the Bohemian and the Alt we've gone through, yeah.
And a Bohemian Pilsner. Honestly, Detroit Brewing Company, Bohemian Pilsner. If you see that in a store, buy a six-pack, buy a case. Just try a six. I'll guarantee you, if you like a medium dark, a lighter amber-colored beer, it's going to surprise you. It's not a typical Pils.
No, it's not. It's a little bit deeper in flavor, and again, it touches back on the old tradition of Pilsner brewing. A lot of people claim tradition, particularly brewers, and are kind of reading it out of a book and getting a sense for it, whereas myself actually studied and worked where these beers are from and got the tradition straight from the horse's mouth. When you're working for an older master, any tradesman will tell you, you know, they put you through your paces and you get to know your work really intimately. And that's one of the big benefits of coming from overseas and back here, bringing the beer back.
So how do you suppose your distribution is on Central and Western Michigan?
You know, we're still struggling to get a good distribution out here. Our distributor, Imperial Beverage, is a great distributor. But frankly, we've been having...
It says Detroit Brewing. People think it's Detroit. Nobody's going to drink that stuff.
You know, I think that's not really the issue as much as we just can't keep up with demand. So when we have to pull back, we pull back outside of Detroit. And that's happened a couple of times. But, you know, look, you can find us in Meyer all over the state, even up north. You know, there are a great number of your specialty stores, Whole Foods, et cetera, that you can find us in. So, you know, you can find us. There's no doubt about it outside of the Detroit area.
And Detroit's a great city, and it's coming back. I mean, proof positive. They got rid of Kwame Kilpatrick.
That is a part of it.
There's hope for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we really need to talk to a few of these pros around here and get some tips on air. Before we do that, though, I just wanted to tell a little story about my buddy Ted. I told you is going over to Germany right now.
Sure.
I hunt with him up around Hawkins. And about, I don't know, about 4 years ago, I got a nice Sako 270 here. And the boys hooked me up with a really sweet scope, Diversitech.
Okay.
Trigicon.
Okay.
And I think the model is Diversitech. Anyway, too many names. But so I've got the sweetest 270 setup you could ask for. And this scope actually helps your night vision. It's not true night vision, but it's got a little solar panel on the top with the fiber optics that lights up a retinal.
Okay.
And kind of lights up your dial a little bit.
All right.
So I can stay out maybe 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later. I think 20 minutes later, because I'll stay out until it's pitch black. So I'm up laying on a 125-yard view. I'm looking at a nice rut and a scrape and rub. And I know there's a big boy hanging in there because there's like about a 5-inch tree that's just tore up. So I'm laying there. It's second day of deer season. The rain's coming down. And I got out of my doghouse because I needed that solar collector to work and try and pick up a little starlight. And pretty soon the deer are filtering in down around that rub and a bunch of scrapes. And it's just a bedroom is what it was. Some big buck had a nice shack down there.
Nice.
And the does are just streaming in there. And pretty soon I see a set of antlers up in the air. And it's getting really dark, so I'm having a hard time with all these bodies determining what the heck's going on. I thought he was like rubbing his forehead on the tree above where I had put some markings.
Okay.
But he wasn't. He was mounting a doe, which was really cool because that's the first time I've ever seen a mount like that.
Yeah.
So I've got him. I've got my little orange retinal on him, and I'm ready to light him up, and I'm having this inner dialogue in my head. I'm like, can you shoot it? Can you pull the trigger like that?
It's not just
like,
awkward.
I don't know.
Rude.
That's not cool. The dude finishes work.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be rude about this.
I know. And then I hear a growl, and I look to my right, and like 20 yards away, I see this big object moving out into the clearing that I'm watching. And it turns sideways. I figure it's a great big bear. It turns sideways. Dude, the thing is like 10 inches wide. And then I heard this snarl. And then it turns sideways and keeps going, and I looked at it. It was a cougar.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was so dark, I couldn't 100% verify it, but it looked like a cougar, walked like a cougar, and snarled like a cougar, and I had, like, crap my pants, practically.
That is a true wildlife party.
And I still didn't know what to do. Hey, thanks for joining us for this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk with Merle Shoemaker, who's like one of the coolest sportsmen I know in Grand Rapids. We are at Allen Bob's. It's the Big Buck Contest. You got to get down here because they've got all sorts of deals. We got Brett Makita joining us in a little bit here. Brett's got some great handouts. If you're a big guy, come down and get one of these Lions jerseys because he's got some double X. So come down and hit Makita up. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.